This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. China has decided on diplomatic payback for the U.S. order that Beijing shut down its consulate in Houston, Texas. It directed the United States today to close the American consulate in the city of Chengdu, as relations between the world's two largest economies sink even lower. The order to depart the consulate in southwestern China's Sichuan province was seen as about the same in terms of scale and impact to the action as the action in Houston. The U.S. had accused Chinese agents there of trying to steal medical and other research material. Beijing asked that Washington reconsider its order. That did not happen, and today's shutdown demand was the result. The Chinese Foreign Ministry in a statement said, quote, "The measure taken by China is a legitimate and necessary response to the unjustified act by the United States." Meanwhile, the U.S. says that Beijing's consulate in San Francisco is harboring a Chinese researcher accused of hiding her alleged role in the Communist Party's military wing on her visa application. Asian and European markets fell on the Chengdu announcement. The Shanghai Composite Index lost almost 4%. In Europe, all the major exchanges are down, and Wall Street is headed for a drop at the open. Oil prices have edged higher today, supported by a weaker dollar, which slid to 22-month lows against a basket of currencies. In Israel, there were violent clashes between protesters and police overnight in Jerusalem. It was the latest demonstration of dismay with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, both for the corruption charges against him and his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Police used water cannons to break up crowds of protesters, and there were dozens of arrests. Israel imposed a lockdown when the first COVID-19 cases appeared there in March, but then moved to rapidly reopen its economy in May, and the disease made a strong comeback. The country's virus case count is about 58,000, with at least 442 deaths. Netanyahu is warning that protests could lead to anarchy. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is